Now, this is the second part of that disastrous tape when I taped over another good tape. This is the second part, and I made a mistake on this. I put it on the second channel. This is second channel. This is the second channel. This really ought to be channel 2 over. This ought to be channel 2 over. Miss Daisy came early that morning, at Tuesday or Thursday morning, the 15th or 17th of December. November. Let me see. Before Thanksgiving, that's the 17th and 19th of November, 1970. She came early. And I haven't got it straightened out yet. So this ought to be channel 2 over.
Then we put sticks all around the pin, some kind of bolts or something.
I see.
Then he'd get bark, pine bark, oak bark, any kind of bark he could get, and then he'd put that all around there. Then he'd throw the dirt up there. He'd put the straw there, then put the dirt. The dirt was outside. The dirt, that was the last layer. But he'd fill that thing up with dirt. Then he'd put a piece of tin or something that was going to fit down over them stakes he had up there so no rain couldn't get in.
I never saw it like that. He'd cover them so the rain couldn't get in.
Yes, ma'am. And you go in there to get them to be just as dry as this tablecloth.
You put your potatoes down first, or you put your straw?
Put your straw, down first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your potatoes on the straw.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get them steaked around there, you put your layer of bark around there.
Make a little pen.
Yes, and just wrap them like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put your bark around there. Then you cover all that bark up with straw, more pine straw and leaves and things. Just cover up the whole thing. Then you put your dirt back. No water couldn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't rot. They stayed dry. Then we'd sell lots of potatoes, sweet potatoes. We'd sell till we wouldn't sell no more. We'd sell them till we got them down to what we thought it would take for us, and then we didn't sell no more. You see, then, Miss Meyer, and school children have always looked for something to eat when they come home from school. Well, at night, if I was working, at night, I'd fill my stove up with sweet potatoes in the wintertime. I'd fill my stove up with sweet potatoes and bake them. If they didn't finish baking before I went to bed, well, then I'd get up early the next morning and start another fire. Get them baked, turn the stove off. And when the children come, they'd want something here, I'd give them a sweet potato. And they was happy with it. I'd give them a sweet potato. So they'd go eat the potato, and I had my own car, too. And get a glass of milk if they wanted. If they didn't, they drank water. Going on to play or going on to their job, whatever they had to do, you see. But now, you can find more bread scattered around out there in that yard with all them chickens and Arthur's dog coming there. You'd find more bread out there right now, and I'd eat all the week. The children's home alone. Leave it open. It get hard, you see. Yeah. Out the door, go.
Just open a loaf of bread and eat what they wanted, and the rest of it they throw it away.
Throw it away. Well, now the children's not faulted for that kind of stuff. The mother's the main fault. Well, she knows how it comes. She ought to teach them how it comes. Don't throw that bread out there.
Well, I can think about nothing being much better than a good old sweet potato and a glass of milk. And it didn't cost you anything.
It didn't cost nothing.
After school, you are hungry. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, I can taste that right now.
Well, sometime. During the day, just like I had a day off where I was home washing, well, I get hungry. I go get me a sweet potato, a glass of milk, and go right on back to my washing. Well, I was strong enough to finish it before supper time. As I tell them, I said, folks used to didn't have much money, but they had a good living. I said, but they worked for it. So that's how it got. Yeah. And then dead all the time, borrowing all the time. And it just don't make sense.
This credit is if you charge something, it seems like you don't have to pay for it. You know, I was down at Miss Bess's the other night, and Isaiah came in. You think he talks a little more now?
Talks a little more? Well, he never was a great talker.
He came in and sat down and looked at the television a little while, and Miss Bessie had a stick of wood on the fire that was sticking way out of one side.
Mm-hmm. That's the way she does. I'd be so scared for her, Miss Ma. But God takes care of her.
Isaiah said, I told you not to lift that wood. He was teasing her a little bit.
As I tell him, he was down to Dawson and said, he'd come in and said, Miss Bessie had a big, long piece of wood. The wood was, one end of it was almost on floats.
Good man.
Come in here. Mm-hmm.
Find your house.
He's ready.
Well, he's not ready. He's just getting two things together there.
He said, I asked her not to do that, but said, she will do. I said, you ain't said nothing. If she won't do it, I said, let her do it. I said, I done asked her so many times. And then there's no sense in putting them big, long pieces of wood on there. Now I went up there. Yeah, I went up there yesterday evening. My wood's by eye. And I ain't seen my boy. He told me to don't buy no wood this year. He would keep wood there for me. Well, he got some there. He got to come split it. So I went over there to Bess's to get me a piece of wood for last night. He had a great big piece of wood supposed to be on the back where it could burn, and it laying right on here on the front, just there. And what little fire it was, it was back over there next to the chimney. It wasn't helping her. But you couldn't tell her it wasn't all right. You just can't do it. What she think? She think that's just what it is, and just what it ought to be. So I don't bother. I went to see Annandale. Tuesday, I guess. They're doing pretty good.
Well, you know, Isaiah was sitting there, and I thought he talked to Miss Desi right nice.
Yeah.
He's getting used to talking to him.
Yeah. Isaiah was nice. He is friendly and favorable and nice. I'm glad he's there with her. He'll help her some. Because he can't do nothing with her about trying to put them big logs on. When he's working, she do what she please. And Isaiah put on one before he leave. All right. James, he go in there before he get out and see how it's defined. When he come back, he go come back, he'll be back there now in a little while. He going in there and see about that fire. If he need any wood on it, he'll put it on there. But she'll go down somewhere and love him, push that back, and she ain't gonna let it stay like it ought to be. She just ain't gonna do it. But her and Buddy has it.
Oh, do they?
Buddy talk to her just like he talking to another man. He, yes, sir. But Isaiah and me, we ain't got to do it. But Buddy will. She could have tell about what he said. You didn't have no business doing. You know he ain't no count. So some of these days you're going to be here scuffling and staggering, trying to get on a back log when you don't need it. You're going to back over there in that fireplace and going to be burnt up when somebody comes in. I said, "What are you ready?" He said, "Yeah." So she just longed to burn herself up as she is to live. So she ain't no count. And I told her so, too. I told her. So I said, "Oh, not to talk so rough. Says better to talk rough to her if it's gonna do any good, and is just let her go on and on and on till she be burned up." Yeah, now he gonna fix the fire like it ought to be. If she got some of that old long wood on there, he gonna take it off and throw it out. Put wood up there that's gonna fit.
That'd make it a little safer, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. That'd make it safer. Well, I feel like it was safer to have a piece of wood up there that's going to fit, and to have a piece there, one end up here in the fireplace, and the other notch on the head, almost to the floor.
Yeah.
But she likes to put it on there like that. And she, you see, she could get short of wood. But that's what she wants, and that's what she gets.
Oh, she don't care. She gets that old long wood.
I'll go over there sometime. I say, "Oh, how come you got such a long piece of wood on?" "Yeah, it's all right. I'll be here." I say, "Yeah, but they don't need to put that long piece on when you could get a piece shorter." She says, "See, when it burn off, then I push it up." I said, "Set you and go to sleep, and it burn up." "I ain't going to sleep. That's all I said. As far as I go."
But Buddy go further.
Buddy go further. Then Buddy will take it off and throw it out door.
Well.
And put wood, fix up them doggone, and put wood up there to fit, and then put something under the burn. I see nobody but her in that little room like that. Now if he come there at night, he fix a fire. That ought to last him, last her till time for him to come back almost.
Yeah.
He comes back and check their fire down there. 1 or 2 o'clock sometime. He goes down there to see about Eminem. Yeah, I don't know what he do down there, where he can, would, what he do. Mostly go to see what do they want, do they want anything, bring him anything from the store.
What sort of fire does Buddy have at his house?
Gas. He got a gas heater.
And he leaves it on.
See, when all of them leave, sometimes he the first one gets out. About time he think they's all gone. Well, then he runs back by the house and check the heater and check the house and okay, and then he goes on. Sometimes he puts it out. I think the most of the time he put it out. Well, he think someone may be there about 12. Well, David, he comes between 12 and 1. Well, if David don't go over there, Buddy may come by the house. Well, if David there, he'll go on to his work. So if ain't nobody there, he go in and check. He's faithful to look at his house. And so he comes back there. He's the faithfulest thing there. Them rest of them, they ain't worth nothing. You don't check nothing. That as soon to go and leave the door wide open as is the Chevy. Carolyn, she's the last one that leaves. They'll all be gone and left for that.
Well, now, Carolyn, Miss Bessie's taught her to do things.
Taught her to do things.
Mm-hmm.
What she told her to do?
Don't close the door or anything like that.
Nothing, Mr. Miles. That child don't do nothing. And Bessie and Doris and their one don't care if she don't do nothing. I wonder what in the world they think she'll ever be. What good they think she'll ever be? Bessie waits on that young hands and feet.
Oh, she does.
She do. Evenings when Carolyn come from school, Bessie got to wait about like that. Carolyn's plates on that waiter, her spoon, her fork, her glass, and her saucer for her to get whatever she wants. The food's on the stove. If she go in there and ask Bessie buy some, she gets up, go in there, help to get it. As long as Carolyn been there, she knows where everything is there. She just as faithful to keep soda water and ice cream there, where she can get cookies and all that stuff. I said, she'll never be worth nothing. I said, you don't want her to do nothing, and Doss don't want to do nothing. Well, you see, she ain't mine. I said, she is young. I said, you had her. She been in your care more than she is Doss. I said, and still is. I said, no, that's the reason I made mine stay at home. If this dad there and something go wrong with them, well, that's what the guy said. She ain't mine. She Daisy's. I said, but they're all going to know they're mine. They're all mine. I said, I didn't even allow my children to stay out all night with nobody. But every once in a while, I couldn't know what was happening, and they out, and I'm here. Me and my children stayed together, and what? And all of my children were what now? All of them what? Doris work every day. My boy, he work every day. Now that baby, I don't know where he at. When I knowed him, he was working. Now there's David. He could do something if it wasn't nothing but clean somebody's yard. He could do that. And another bunch of old sorry boys that gang up over there. But you can't say nothing about it. You can't say nothing about it. Because he got some reason for doing it. I look at Carolyn. And Carolyn can do things. She can iron. She can wash. She can clean up that house just as good as her mom. She do it when she want to. When she don't, she don't. She don't do nothing to Bessie's house. Bessie don't want to do nothing. And I says don't want to do nothing when she get there from school. Bessie got it all done and the waiter fixed for the dinner. And the food done on the stove. I told her, I said, nah, you go to all that trouble, spend all that money and time on Carolyn. I said, when she gets up a size, I said, she ain't gonna know you. I said, in a few years, she won't hardly take time to tell you good morning. I said, where will she be? She be done gone home. Two or more. That's where she be. Gone home. And you get them up, you don't get much out of them. I raised my boy's baby from a girl, little, she was a month old, I think, up until 16. When she reclassed at 16, she said to me one day, her mother would always come down every year from New York to see him. So her mother come to see us. So she said to me, she tried to get her mom to do it, but her mom wouldn't do it. Asked me to let her go back with her, but her mom wouldn't do it. So the night, Sunday night, we all went to church. We come back together. I stopped at my house. She went on to her sister's house. So they come back up there to my house, and we're sitting there talking. I said, well, you leaving tomorrow? She said, yes, sir. It's time for me to get back. Now, the girls waiting for Ma to say, can Dr. Lou go with me? Dr. ain't said it. So she said to him, said, Grandma, can I go home with Mother? Stay a while. I said, how long you gonna stay? She said, 2 or 3 weeks. I says, and then what? You see, she didn't fool me. I was looking for her to go. I said, and then what? She said, I'll be back. I said, you ain't going to come back. So you just going. I said, all right now. I said, what about the insurance I have on you? I said, who's gonna help me take care of that? I was just saying that she wasn't helping me. She, of course, when she worked, get the money and that. She said, I'm gonna help her mama sit there. She said, well, fine. She said, I said, well, when you're going? She said, I want to go with Mother. I said, oh yeah. I said, you can go. I said, well, take care of yourself. I said, take care Dotsy. And then, well, I say, you going? I said, I ain't looking for you back. Her mother spoke and said, she wanted me to ask you to let her go. Home with me, I told her, no, I wasn't going to ask you to let her go home with me. You need her here with you better than I need her up there. And if she wanted to go, she'd ask you herself. She said, oh, she's welcome to go. I said, but I didn't come to carry her back. And I don't have her fare and my fare to go. She said, I'll have to get some money from there before going, so we can't go tomorrow if she going. So she did this that Monday. She wired up there from the center some money. All right. The money come back. Then they went. I think they went on Friday. And that's that. She's been up there ever since. She was here last when she wasn't here, Christmas I don't think. But anyway, when she was here last summer or summer before last, I think I had one letter from her since she'd been gone. But you see, when Elizabeth was here and they had the telephone there, but she'd call once or twice a week, and they would talk, and she would ask about me. But see, there ain't no telephone here now. Ain't nothing. I don't get nothing. I don't worry about it. But you take them things. I raised Darcy's. They was up so. They was in Clearwater working. I was here taking care of the children. But I wasn't sitting down taking care of them. I was working and taking care of them and making them help take care of themselves. That's what I was doing. When they got big enough to do things, I'd tell them what to do, what I wanted to do. If I had a day's work or a piece of day's work, I went on. But I'd tell them I'd be back, I think, sitting such a time. Soon, if they all got up, big enough to take care of themselves, they could dress themselves and just take care of themselves, they decided they'd come home. When they come home, then the children come home. The children went home, left me there alone. I tell them, you can take them in. That's what I tried to tell Bethy. I said, after a while, you won't have no cows. You want? Okay, I don't have time to fool with. But I never did wait on my hand and foot. I done that when they couldn't do it. When they got to where they could do it, they have to do it. They do what they could do, and I do what you can't do.
Miss Bessie could have an easy time, couldn't she?
Having an easy time.
See, Carol could take care of her.
Uh-huh. Sure. But she, Bessie don't want her to do nothing. But eat. And she have it done. She just is fatal sometimes. Sometimes she makes me kind of mad at her. I want to go to the store. I want to go to the meat house. I ain't seen Buddy. I want something for Carolyn's dinner. I said, I want to get something for Carolyn to eat. I said, Carolyn, eat anything. No, she won't eat this and she won't eat that. She don't like peas. She don't like, I said, she don't like them here. Cause you gonna hunt up something else and give her. I said, she eat them to my house. And she eats them at home.
Is that why she walked to the store? Miss Bessie?
That's hit exactly, Miss Miles. She didn't have no me, she said, for Carol's them when she come. So I had some meat and something else, the two things, which was all for Calvin. Well, now she got two there to cook for. I think she cooks Isaiah's supper. She don't fix him no breakfast. She walked down there and walked back to the store that day.
And the next day I saw her, and she said she was couldn't hardly drag along.
That's what she said. Also, there yesterday, she just couldn't hardly go.
I thought it might help her.
I think if she wouldn't think about it so much, it wouldn't be so bad.
But Caroline can work if she wants to.
Sure, Caroline can work. You know, Caroline can wash dishes whenever she wants to, Mr. Miles, and feel like it. When she come from school, she go up to Bessie's and eat. And when she eat, she go home. She go there, she wash up them dishes, and she clean up that house. Just as good as anybody need to do it. When she don't want to, she sit up there and watch television. Read. Well, Lamar don't tell her to do nothing, Mr. Maher. Lamar don't tell her to do nothing.
Miss Bessie takes care of her.
And Bessie don't tell her to do nothing. Yes, sir.
She cooks for her just like she used to cook for that count.
That's right. That's right.
Well, now, how about that?
Well, everybody do things like they want to. Everybody got their mind about things. But I'm glad I ain't got no such mind as that. Now, there's Carolyn's good, strong, healthy mother right there. Why she can't cook for? Why her mother can't cook for? Why's cooking for the rest? And she used to stay with Bessie at night. A lot of times she got to where she don't. I don't know when she have stayed up there with Bessie at night.
Oh, I thought she's yes.
No, sir. She used to stay with her at night.
Yeah.
She don't stay with her at night, no.
Yeah.
Ain't stayed there with her, and I don't know when. She eat her supper. Sometimes she stay up there till dark, but not often. When she eat her supper, well, you know, now since the day's getting shorter and the time went back, it don't take it long to get dark. But dark or light, and she eat herself and get to reading, doing what she want to do, she goes home. And there she stayed. She leave. She been leaving Bessie there by herself.
I'm down there one night this week, and Miss Bessie was there by herself.
She's there every night by herself. No, sir. Carolyn don't appreciate what she does for enough to stay there and be company for her at night. But she just keep on doing it. She just keep on.
David, I remember been so long since we was up, years up here. Miss, you know, we talk about Francis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her old man never did help him much. He was mean.
Yeah. Oh, they said he was mean. I've seen him time or two.
Well, did he? He was just mean to people, hard to get along with.
That's right. That's what they say. I never had no dealings with him. He's passed my house a time or two when I stayed up there to the junction, and he would stop in there a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just to hear him talk, he was perfect, and he was this, and he was that to his family and all that thing. But nobody else didn't talk that. Nobody talked that but him. Everybody else said he was just as cruel and ill to his family as he could be. You don't see no other mean thing he could have thought up to do to him.
Well, I can't imagine how he could have been so mean, Miss
Davis. What I can't imagine again, Mr. Martin. She must have loved him or something. How in the world could I stay with a man that mean long enough to get all them children's for him? I think she must have had about 9 or 10 or 7 or something like that. I don't know, but they had a bunch of children. I bet Miss Annie could tell you exactly how many children she had.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I thought about. How in the world could I stay with a man that long and then have to leave him?
And all that time he just mean to her.
Mean to her and the children.
Well, now, was you ever over there at the house?
To the house.
When they
never was.
Never was over there?
Never was to the house. I never seen the house.
Oh, you never even seen the house?
No. But I seen him, and I seen her. I just see him passing sometimes, going to Micanopy, or going somewhere, and he'd stop by the house a while. But I seen Francis day after day. We'd work together, and I don't see how he could be so mean to her, but he was just mean.
And that was when you all were packing them leaves?
Yes,
sir. Drawing?
That's the time.
Slips.
Well, she had done quit him then. When I knowed Francis, she had done left him.
Oh, she done had her family and was done left her
done land. Left him when I knowed. See, I met Francis in 24, but she was living over here then, and he was over there. Well, the children, some of them was here, and some of them was there, and some of them was with her, and some of them, they'd be somewhere, but they'd go in to see him. But I think they'd just mostly go see him, and then they would go to the mall, go somewhere to stay. I don't think any of them ever tried to stay with him after their mother left.
But now she didn't have to put up with all that when you all was
She is done through with that. She was all alone, just her and her children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was some of them big enough to work?
Yes, sir. Most of them was big enough to work.
So they helped make
a living. They
helped.
It would be her and her children and me in the road, going to work. And we would get to Dora's house. Dora would join us then, most of the time, all on this end, we'd go to work together.
Mm-hmm. And Dora, would she take some of her children?
Yeah, she had three. She carried them.
Yeah.
That was all the small children, Dora had. Three. That was Minnie, George, and Jim.
And they were they big enough to work?
Yes, sir. They was big enough to work and they worked.
So George was brought up right.
Yes, sir.
He learned how to work.
Yes, sir. His brother Jim was too. Minnie was brought up to work. And she still works.
Yeah.
Minnie work, housework, if she can get it. If she get a job in the field and ain't got no day to the house, she go to field. She come down here and bring her children, leave them there to her mom, and help Fred Woods many a day. Pick peas, pick beans, pick peas, eggplants, and whatever he had.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well. And you have seen Miss Mary really do rough work, carpenter.
Yes, I've been seeing Mayor. I missed it. I must see Mayor since 24. I think I met her. And then we was together off and on. I seen her before she married. What year you say they married in?
25, she said.
25. Oh, I seen her before she married. Because she was over there with her aunt.
And you seen her, let's see, that was some, yeah, that was way along, a little late, I guess. Like you remembered that time you was over there, and she was working there with them carpenters.
Who that?
Mary.
Oh, yes, I.
You remember that?
Remember, she done what?
You were talking last time, I believe. You went by there one day, and she was working right there.
Oh, yeah. She
working
was
on the house.
At her house.
On the floor.
Yes, I went there, and she was working. I passed by there, and I stopped there. Somewhere or another. I don't know who I went over there with. Somebody went over there to see Mr. Good. But I didn't see him. But Mary was working, her and that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Was that fixing the floor. And, you know, they had done some work on the walls around, and she showed me what she had done.
Yeah. You know, I've been over there several times, and she's always so glad to see you.
Uh-huh.
And she'll take you around and show you the house.
Uh-huh.
Take you inside and let you sit in the living room. I always feel
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Oh, yes, she sure make you feel welcome.
Yeah.
There.
I always feel a little out of place sitting up there in the living room, little dirty clothes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't seem to mind.
No, she don't care.
Yes, sir. I guess she has done some. She has done her share of the rough work.
That's right. Since I know that she has. She has worked ever since I know. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong in work. If you can't do one thing, you can do another. You can do something.
Is it turning cool?
You know, it shouldn't, because it said it was going to be up to 70 today.
Yeah.
The sun, I think it's just cooler than that.
Faye said you had it down there at your house, and you had a good fire in your
down
heater.
To my house. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fix it up when I go back there.
Yeah.
You see, I'll be in there. I'll be in the house
uh-huh.
most of the time. If the wind be blowing, I'll be in there all the while.
Yeah.
Of course it's cold.
They don't like that wind.
No, sir.
But your stove, you just have to put a little wood on at a time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't leave me as much as Miss Bessie's fireplace.
No, sir. And if she was to put it on hers to fit, and she keep the door closed, it'd warm her out. But the way she put it on there, the heat can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
It can't spread. Can't go nowhere.
Faye?
Well, it's time for you all to go.
Let me get my, let me change my shirt, and we'll just go on down with Miss Daisy.
All right. We'll just take,
yeah.
Isn't it nice to have time to have a visit in the week?
Ain't it so?
You said we had time for a visit this morning,
right.
And we did.
That's right.
Tell you. Let me give you, I got some fresh eggs yesterday. Let me give you enough for breakfast.
Thank
then
you.
If you have to go by the store to work tomorrow, you can pick you up some.
Thank you, ma'am.
And these'll get you to breakfast, won't they? I'll put them in a sack.
And I sure thank you. I know I won't go down there to wait for tomorrow evening.
I should have stopped by and asked you if you needed anything this morning, but
you can't think of it all. Huh?
Well, I didn't think I was going on to pick up the mail. No, right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I guess Miss Mary can do just about anything.
Mm-hmm. She can do most any common thing. She can fix fence, she can feed hogs, she can milk, she can fish, she can, well, that's most any little thing. And she don't mind it. It don't go hard with her. Cause she don't mind.
Carpenter a little?
Ma'am.
She can carpenter a little?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, y'all be late coming in. No.
Well, a little later than we like to be.
And she can cook, too, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes, she can cook.
Have you eaten some of her cooking?
Who, Mary? Yes, ma'am. I've been there and stayed and eat dinner with her that's like you. Go be lucky enough to get somebody going by that way and go with them.
Yeah.
But while they're gone, tend to their business, me and Mary stay.
I didn't know she was such a good cook until I ate one of her cakes.
Yeah, and ate some of them biscuits she cooked.
Oh,
yes,
that big.
Mm-hmm. She's a good cook.
Oh, is she a pretty good cake maker?
Sir?
Have you had some of her cake?
No, she didn't have no cake that day I went there.
She made a cake and took down to one of the church things that was that high. It was the prettiest thing I ever saw.
Oh.
I don't know how she did it.
Take down to the church?
Yeah, they had a church dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the cake.
Huh. I'm not quite got the stuff ready.
Yeah, take time. Oh. It was a pineapple and coconut cake, and made with three or four big thick layers.
Yeah.
And everybody there knew it was Miss Mary's cake.
So they did. Well, that wasn't the first time she done it.
That's right. And I think she was a little pleased that they liked it.
Mm. I know she was.
Oh, it was beautiful. I think what's happened is there's a wind that sprung up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it feel a little cooler.
Yes, the wind's rising.
You can see.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why it's cool in here. Because it's warm outdoors.
When the sun's up.
Yeah. And get out the wind.
Yeah.
It's warm.
I sometimes find a place down in the sun and put me a bale of hay.
Uh-huh.
Then you're warm. And if you're out working a little bit, you'd...
You can keep warm.
Get out cutting your weeds.
Well, they're about all cut.
You don't have any heat in your rooms. It's just in your stove, and it heats up everything you want. Well, we have to go in and work a little, and then be back. And we don't have to go tomorrow, but you usually have to work tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. I have to go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, pretty soon we won't have to go so much, and
mm-hmm.
and we can. Thursdays is a good day.
Yes.
Maybe we can count on Thursday.
Count on Thursday more so than
Tuesday's not a good day right now, but Thursday may be a good day for us. Well, I'll get my bag and coat, and we can go out.
All
right. Fine, where it's a little warmer,
I guess.
Well, I enjoyed my visit and my drink. Just what you need, dear.
Oh, that just got us started right, doesn't it?
Cold, you need something warm.
This is Channel 2 Right on 750. The end of Miss Daisy's visit, Thursday, the 19th of November, 1970. Channel 2 right around 7:50, and the end of Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970. The end of Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, 19th of November, 1970. Channel 2 right around 7:50.